Hello.
Hello there.
Start
Good evening. Hi. Good evening. My name is Christian, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. Are you a registered voter in Phoenix?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. You're not of age yet?
Yeah, I'm a. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I can vote, but I haven't voted yet.
Okay. Would you like to help us out with a survey? It's only about 5 minutes. Long.
Sure.
Okay, thank you so much. We really appreciate your participation. Okay, let's see here. First question. First of all, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of you voting in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, Congress, and other state and local offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
I am going to vote.
Okay, thank you. If you don't mind, what is the year you were born?
86.
Is that 1986?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Next question. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Are you Hispanic? No.
No? Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be, what is your race, if you don't mind us asking?
White, black, African, American.
Okay. Thinking about voting in the November election, would you say that you are personally very motivated? Extremely motivated, or not too motivated?
Very motivated.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
In what situation?
Just overall, you know, overall.
Well, you know, I guess in the wrong.
It's going in the wrong direction. They started to go off the wrong on the wrong track. Wrong track.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as either very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, you can say so too. Okay, first person we have here is Carlos Galindo Elvira.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, thank you. What about Katie Hobbs?
I don't know who that is either.
Okay.
Are you found?
I'm sorry?
Oh, these are public figures?
Yeah, these are people who are in politics.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
What about Ana Hernandez?
I don't know who she is.
Okay. What about Marcelino Quiñones?
I don't know who that is.
And the last person here, Kate Gallego.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Overall, do you approve or disapprove of the job the Phoenix City Council is doing?
What are they doing?
Do you approve or disapprove of their job that they're doing, the City Council, Phoenix City Council?
I approve.
Would that be a strongly approve or a somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Say that again.
Sure. Now thinking about the election in November, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates from your area were Martin Bridgman, Marcelino Quiñones, Michael Nowakowski, Emilio Avila, and Ana Hernandez, for whom would you vote?
Ana
Hernandez?
Yes.
Okay. How certain are you that you would vote for Ana Hernandez? Are you very certain or somewhat certain or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for city council. So I'm going to go down the list and then you can tell me which one is more important to you. Okay. The first says water quality and supply, racial equality, housing costs, homelessness, jobs and economic development, public transportation, climate change and excessive heat, street and road maintenance, or crime.
I got to pick out of which one?
Yeah. You gotta
all of it?
You got to pick the most, the one you think is most important to you.
I was just going to say that. The homelessness, I was going to say that. Because I was
okay.
Talking about the rent. But yeah, homelessness.
Okay, thank you so much. Let's move on. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Marcelino Quiñones. For each, please tell me whether this is a very convincing statement, a somewhat convincing statement, a little convincing statement, or not at all convincing reason to support Marcelino Quiñones for Phoenix City Council. Okay, the first statement says, Marcelino is a state senator and longtime resident of South Phoenix. On the city council, he will work for improved public safety, more affordable housing, and better paying jobs for residents. Do you think that statement, does it make you feel is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Next statement. The local economy is a priority for Marcelino. He will work with the local business community to attract more high-paying and union jobs.
Yes.
Is that a somewhat convincing or very convincing?
Hopefully it's convincing. It's convincing.
Okay, thank you. What about this one? Marcelino has been a champion of first-time homebuyer programs in the state Senate. He will use local and state incentives to provide more affordable housing for more people in Phoenix, and he will work with community groups to get unhoused people off the street and into housing programs.
It's not convincing.
So you would say not at all convincing?
No.
Okay, thank you. And the last one here says Marcelino believes that everyone should feel safe in their community. He will fight for more effective and transparent policy in Phoenix, including a new police precinct in Laveen.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you so much. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Ana Hernandez. For each, please tell me whether you find it very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to vote for her, okay? First statement says, Ana Hernandez is a state senator and community activist. On the city council, Ana will work for economic fairness, jobs that pay a livable wage, more police accountability, and to protect our water supply. What would you say?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Next statement. Ana's brother was killed by Phoenix police while he was experiencing a mental health crisis. She has called for more accountability from police officers and community-based public safety solutions that address the root causes of crime.
Convincing.
Somewhat or very?
Huh?
Somewhat convincing or very convincing, right? Okay, thank you. Yes. Next statement. Hernandez helped pass legislation in the state Senate that increases the amount of affordable housing in Arizona. On the city council, she will push for additional reform to bring housing costs down for Phoenix families.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And the last statement here says, Hernandez believes in a woman's right to choose, and she will stand up to lawmakers who want to take that choice away. She will support protections for doctors and medical professionals who perform abortions in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. Convincing.
Very convincing?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. After hearing more information, if the election for Phoenix City Council were held today and the candidates were only Ana Hernandez and Marcelino Quiñones, for whom would you vote?
Hernandez.
I'm sorry?
Hernandez.
Okay, Ana Hernandez. Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent?
What is independent?
You don't consider yourself neither one, neither a Democrat or a Republican.
Neither one. A Republican.
You are.
A Democrat.
Democrat?
Yes.
Okay. And would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Not very strong Democrat.
Okay. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are a conservative, a moderate, or a liberal?
A moderate.
Moderate. Okay, thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
You said right.
What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Okay, high school graduate. Thank you. And do you currently own your home? You rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I live with someone.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes only, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name, please?
Alonda Haji.
Okay, can you spell your first name for me, please?
Alonda Haji.
Is that a Alond as in David O?
A. Alonda.
Oh, okay. Alonda.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much, Alonda. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Okay, have a good night.
You too. Have a nice one.
Bye-bye.